Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is AJ and Dusty.
Let's go Dutch! What's up, Oregon?
With Coin6 sportscaster AJ McCord.
You never believe you're out of a fight. You never believe you're out of a game. Where does that come from?
It's having some pride, having belief.
And Dusty, the Fan Man Hera.
Jonathan Smith, Oregon State head football coach. Do you have a fullback that it will run his head through a wall?
Yeah, we've got that thought.
AJ and Dusty on 1080.
I proved it up. I'm not running from nobody.
The Fan.
Hour number two, AJ and Dusty with you on this Thursday. This hour we'll have Brandon Crystal on. KOA Denver covers the Broncos. We had two hires in the NFL.
We did.
Denver Broncos were one of them. As yeah. They hired Packers offensive coordinator Nathaniel Hackett.
I kind of like this move for Denver.
Hmm.
I also think it's part of a bigger move for Denver. Or at least the hopes of a bigger move. How about?
Yeah, it is an interesting move. Like Nathaniel Hackett, offensive coordinator for the Packers.
Mm-hmm.
Did not call plays.
Not there, no.
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 No. But he's a guy that, I mean, you sit there and you go through the list and you mention that bigger move. I mean, we've been talking about this before they even made that hire, that Aaron Rodgers. They want to go and get Aaron Rodgers. That was a rumor this past offseason before, you know, when Vic Fangio was the coach, that does Aaron Rodgers want to force his way out and go to Denver?
Yep. And I think, I mean, even when we talk about where is Aaron Rodgers going to play next year,
sure.
I think Denver is one of those teams that comes up every single time. And does Aaron Rodgers want to go against Patrick Mahomes twice a year, Justin Herbert twice a year? I mean, I think you get through it because you look at the NFC West and you say, well, three of those four teams made it. And if you're talking about Patrick Mahomes, Justin Herbert, Aaron Rodgers, and Derek Carr, I think it's like, you know, Derek Carr and Justin Herbert would be the two that switch out between who's that fourth spot. But Patrick Mahomes and Aaron Rodgers are the two that are going to be in it if you're in the NFC or in the AFC West, excuse me. And so I think it makes sense for Denver. It is going to be interesting because Nathaniel Hackett, like we said, didn't call plays mm-hmm. in Green Bay, right? So the question then becomes, like, you look at his history and you say, well, then what other quarterbacks has he worked with other than Aaron Rodgers? Because Aaron Rodgers is Aaron Rodgers, right? Like, there's some quarterbacks that need to be coached up. There's some quarterbacks that you just don't want to screw up, and that would be Aaron Rodgers. He has incredible talent. So who have you worked with that you've developed? And you look, and he was Blake Bortles' offensive coordinator with the Jaguars from 2016 to 2018. He did call plays for the Jags.
That is big to me.
Yes, and this is a good point that you had before the show, actually.
Well, the fact that he can get to an AFC championship game with Blake Bortles.
Exactly.
Like this, and this is it. Like you meant, I think you're dead on that. I think if on the surface level, you'll look at it and you'll go, Nathaniel Hackett, what the hell, man?
Mm.
What did he even do in Green Bay? Well, not screwing it up and not getting in the way of Aaron Rodgers is one thing, but and that is proving something, right? Is
yes.
connecting with Aaron Rodgers, and Aaron Rodgers of all people has had rave reviews going back to December when Aaron Rodgers was doing his interviews on the Pat McAfee show. He went out of his way to say, no, Nathaniel Hackett is a guy that I appreciate. He's knowledgeable. He's a great teacher of the game.
Mm-hmm.
he kind of went out of his way in praise of Nathaniel Hackett. Then you look at, all right, so he's done it with a star quarterback. I think calling plays for that Blake Bortles quarterbacked Jaguars team, that says a lot, because what you're doing is he's already called a offense that is schemed to control the ball,
mm-hmm.
run the football,
yep.
and play for a very good defense. That's what he had. That's what Vic Fangio and George Payton built
yep.
in Denver, was they wanted to build a team that is deep. You lean on the defense, and Nathaniel Hackett does have a history. And actually, if you look at it, most of the quarterbacks that he's had to work with, from Ryan Fitzpatrick to Jeff Garcia, who's stepping in it in the news all over again, to Chris Sims, he's had a lot of guys where his quarterback has not been elite.
Mm-hmm.
So he's had to protect his elite defense in years past in the other stops that he's made. So Green Bay may not be the one where you sit there and you go, oh, look, like he's with Aaron Rodgers. Of course, Aaron Rodgers is going to make you look good. No, he's done it before in calling those plays in those situations.
And I think it's interesting, too, you go as far back as his football pedigree goes, right? Like, we talk about Mike McDaniel and how he became friends with the Broncos and was practically, yeah. like, babysat by the Denver Broncos, and that's sort of how he got to know his way around the NFL, how he got his shot, all of that jazz. Well, Nathaniel Hackett's dad, Paul, was on Marty Schottenheimer's staff in Kansas City, and Nathaniel was a ball boy and he filled in as a long snapper at practice and things like that. So you think about what he's taken in from a very young age, right? Like in San Diego, Marty Ball was not something that you said with a whole lot of like excitement, but it is hold on the football, possess the football, run the football all the time. And so you look at Denver and you say, oh, again, lean on defense. And that's how it gets done. Denver already has that. And then if you have Nathaniel Hackett and Aaron Rodgers is considering going somewhere because he wants to win a ring, because he doesn't want it to end the way it did this last week, Denver has sweetened the pot exponentially by saying, hey, not only do we have a defense that can help you out, but we brought Hackett over. He knows how to make you shine. He knows how to help yeah. you thrive. Why wouldn't you come here? Oh, yeah, sure. We'll take Davante Adams, too.
Okay. And this is where I got, like, there's Denver fan that is over the top right now. Like,
right.
yes. Let's go. Now it's Aaron Rodgers going to force his way. If you're Green Bay, because here's the growing consensus around NFL circles is that Nathaniel Hackett will bring over Luke Getsky as mm-hmm. well, who is the quarterback's coach for the Packers, and probably promote him to offensive coordinator. If you're Green Bay, why on God's green earth would you just be like, you know what? We're going to go ahead and let Denver take our offensive coordinator, our quarterback's coach. Let's go ahead and give them our quarterback in a trade and our best receiver, too. You go out and get him as well, you know?
I mean,
to me is like, I think that is, sure, yeah, Aaron Rodgers may want to get his way out and go to Denver. But giving up, like, the fact that Green Bay would just be willing to be like, yeah, you know what? We're going to go do that. That is a big question mark in all of this.
You know, though, I think that the Denver Broncos are playing this incredibly well, if they are at all playing it this way, in that they know where their leverage is. And I think the leverage in this situation that is just glaringly obvious is Jordan Love ain't it.
For sure.
And they know it. And as much as they want to try to go into the media and say otherwise, they know that if Aaron Rodgers does leave and forces his way out and creates a huge media circus again, then just says, look, I'm just going to retire. I don't care. Look, it's either retirement or you send me to the Broncos. It's not good. What's sitting behind door number two is not good. And they can't build off of that. Mm-hmm. I think they've come to the conclusion now they can't build off Jordan Love. So if they can basically try a mutual thing with the Broncos saying, look, you got to give us the world here. Because we're giving you the franchise and we need to rebuild. And if you got draft picks, if you got defensive players, mm-hmm. if you got one of those really great receivers, we'll take one of those too. You can have Aaron Rodgers because we're not confident in Jordan Love. And we'll take an L this season to maybe get a draft pick to go yeah. get another quarterback.
And they're in it. I think if you're the Packers, it's as good of a situation as you could ask for if you're going to be put in this situation. Because when are you going to meet the Denver Broncos in the postseason other than the Super Bowl? Like, you're not. And so You have to make it all the way there. Aaron Rodgers is not going to play for another 5 years. And so I feel like Green Bay, sure, fine, go win a ring somewhere else. Denver's got to view that like Tampa viewed Tom Brady, which is push all in for a ring, see if you can maybe go back to back. Obviously, Tom Brady and the Bucks fell short of that, but that was the goal, bringing back all 22 starters. And if you're Denver, that's what you go for.
You know what is interesting, though? Is Denver going to learn that pushing all in, like their fan base is, it's obviously not good enough for them because they did it with Peyton Manning. And then their fan base is pissed off a few years later because they're not great again. Mm. You're going to do it all over again with Aaron Rodgers. You're going to have to give up 3 or 4 first round picks to get Aaron Rodgers and Devontae Adams from the Green Bay Packers. And then guess what happens? Rodgers is going to be gone in a couple of years, just like Peyton Manning was.
Yep.
And you're back at this spot yet again where your fan base, like in the moment, they're like, yeah, we did it. And then they just turn on you in an instant and say, what is this clown show that they got going on here? And it's never going to be good enough.
They got a Super Bowl, dude.
I know.
They got a Super Bowl. That was the ultimate goal.
I know. But here's the thing. They've already turned. Like, they forget about that Super Bowl when Kansas City is now the team that went and they got Patrick Mahomes and they got their long-term answer. You know, that's the wild part about this is that everybody goes, we would sell our souls for that one Super Bowl, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think, like, with Denver, they're sitting there going, no, but how do you sustain success? Because being the flash in the pan and disappearing again, how long does that last for? Because it's only last for, what, 5 years in Denver right now. And it's already worn thin, and they've already had massive turnover in that franchise.
But
it's crazy.
But they went to the Super Bowl twice with Peyton Manning, right?
Yes,
like,
they did.
They went to the Super Bowl twice. They lost the divisional round the other 2 years. And so would you trade? And, like, the Broncos are in the middle of getting sold and all that stuff, too, which then you have maybe John Elway and Peyton Manning, ironically, involved in ownership. So if you're a Denver Broncos fan, would you take another 4 years of playoff success, even if you fall short? I don't think Aaron Rodgers has 4 years left in him, but how many people thought Peyton Manning had, like, all that much time left in him when he went to Denver? I don't think that many, especially not many Colts fans, right? And so I think that there's an element to this of, like, yeah, they're upset now, but, like, I don't think they got upset in 2016, 2017, 2018. It's just 2020, 2021. When you start seeing Patrick Mahomes, you start seeing Justin Herbert, but you don't have that in this next quarterback class, right? And like, you don't.
It's brutal because they're not a franchise where, like, you think, and this is what we always talk about, though, is that it doesn't last for very long. Like, you have to push it. So when is the long-term fix going to come for the Denver Broncos is the question. Because I think there's an aspect of Aaron Rodgers was talking about retirement last offseason.
Yeah.
Last August, he was talking about retirement.
Mm-hmm.
What if you only have him for 1 year?
What if you get a Super Bowl?
And that's the other thing. We've talked about this. The quarterbacks across the AFC.
Mm-hmm.
He couldn't get past Jimmy G this year.
Yes, that's true.
You know?
You're not wrong. No, you're not
wrong.
I mean,
and it's not that he couldn't get past Jimmy G, but we've talked about Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, Joe Burrow. Like, you've got in your own division, Herbert, the guys that you list in your own division, it's going to be a rock-solid division. Quarterbacking has never been better in the AFC. And what if Russell Wilson wants his way out of Seattle and Seattle sends him to an AFC team as well? You know, these are all things that, yeah, sure. What if you do get that Super Bowl? But if you're Denver, what if you don't? Then what happens then? Because it is a stat, like, the AFC is stacked with quarterbacks right now.
I do think there's an element. I mean, there's going to be irrational fans, right? Like, regardless,
Absolutely. Period,
end of discussion. And so to some point, you can't always cater to a fan base, like, fanatic definition of fans.
100.
But there's going to be some fans who at least appreciate the effort, right?
Yes.
Like, there's going to be some fans who say, okay, you know what? We took this massive, like, hello, I could be talking to Blazers fans here. Hey, at least we took this massive swing. So it didn't work out. Better than sitting there wondering, yet again, could we have had Aaron Rodgers? Could we have gotten that ring? Could, God forbid, right? You never wish this on anybody, but who knows what happens injury-wise? Who knows what happens trading-wise elsewhere in the AFC? And you have to make an effort.
Yes.
You
go
have
get
to
him.
Make an effort.
Go
yeah.
get Aaron Rodgers. I hope they do.
You have to try.
It would be so much fun to see the AFC West
oh
with Mahomes, Rodgers, Herbert, Carr.
Could you imagine?
Murderers Row.
It's must watch television every single time they play.
And you know, you mentioned his dad, Paul Hackett, with Marty Schottenheimer in San Diego. I know him as the guy USC fired and then hired Pete Carroll for.
Oh, interesting.
Paul Hackett was the coach at SC.
Yeah.
And then they canned him and they hired Pete Carroll.
Yep.
Right after.
It's all context.
He's the Clay Helton that SC fans have been talking about. Like, Paul Hackett, they were bringing up like, Clay Helton's Paul Hackett. Now we got our Lincoln Riley's our new Pete Carroll.
Wow. That's funny.
Small world, too.
Very small.
All right. The other job in the big acquisition this offseason. Next on The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is AJ and Dusty on 1080 The Fan.
Text 503-250-1080. I'll swing for the fences with Rodgers for one Super Bowl, signed Denver fan. Absolutely you will, and Denver should.
Yep.
My whole thing is, why would you, if you're the Packers, just be like, yeah, go ahead, guys.
Well, because I think you have to have some realism if you're the Packers, right? Like, you're not keeping Aaron Rodgers, period. Right? In my opinion. Like, but if this is the situation that you're in, right?
Yeah.
Like, if Aaron Rodgers is asking for out, if Denver is an option, it's because Aaron Rodgers has made you not an option. He's going to retire if you force him to stay in Green Bay. Mm-hmm. So you can't have Aaron Rodgers. Sorry about it.
Mm-mm.
So now you have to do your best to take this lemon and make it into lemonade. Denver has one of the best situations for you to do that, because you can ask for the world. Like Will was saying, you can say, all right, we're trusting you with the franchise. We saw it worked out for Indianapolis. Good luck.
Yeah.
Give us everything.
4 first-round picks at a minimum.
Oh, yeah.
Meaning, like...
And probably, like, Jerry Jeudy.
Well, if it's 3 first-round picks at a minimum, it's 8 years you are giving up. Because you go, like, right... Think about that if you're Denver, though.
Yeah, it's a long time.
Because you have, from the year that you draft that last first-round pick, 3 years from now, you have 5 years of the rookie deal. So you're pushing this thing out 8 years. You're moving forward without draft for potentially, 2-3 years of Aaron Rodgers. And that's the thing is that, like, if you want to get that Super Bowl, worth it.
Yep. And you have new ownership, right? Coming in here most likely. And so it's like,
I think that's the craziest thing about this.
I know. But if you have,
they're making this move and we could see a new owner just pop in and hoist the Lombardi trophy. Like, well, hey, like have, did.
Yeah. And having Elway and Manning as minority, like stakes in that group.
Yeah.
Could you imagine? I mean, that to me becomes a situation where Denver is like a very sustainable, like we're going to do this in a little bit, but when we talk about the open jobs that are left and ranking them, for me, I realized when I was ranking the best open jobs, so much of it comes down to quarterback.
For sure.
Or, I mean, sorry. Well, yes, duh, but ownership is what I meant to say. Like so much of my rankings have to do with ownership. And if you can imagine an ownership group with John Elway and Peyton Manning involved, like as a player, you feel like you have a, you have somebody who has your back at that table. You feel like you can learn from some of the best.
Though I do believe that John Elway has derailed the Broncos landing a quarterback for the long term because he always wants to be the best quarterback in franchise history.
Possible.
And this could be this could be phase three. Phase two was, I'll get you the Super Bowl with Peyton after, you know, our Brock Osweiler and Jay Cutler and
Paxton Lynch.
Paxton Lynch years. Paxton Drew Locke.
Yeah. Let me look.
Now I'll get you Rodgers, but hey, guess who's still going to be the best?
It's
this guy.
And you know what? Rodgers would still, sorry to cut you off, but Rodgers is still a short, like, John Elway is still Denver, right? Like, Peyton Manning, you have to split with Indianapolis. If you get Aaron Rodgers, you got to split that with Green Bay. Like, John Elway is still Denver.
Yeah, go and get it.
Doesn't that follow along? Because you know the whole theory, right? John Elway cannot draft or get any quarterback that isn't 6'5 and above and a white guy who's not athletic.
That's right. He loves that.
And this is really consistent. Look, I applaud John Elway for being consistent, at least.
Yeah.
He consistently cannot pick a quarterback. Except Peyton Manning, kind of.
Go and get one then.
Go and get one.
Go and get find you one. So that's going to be really fun to see is that with all these other teams in their division drafting a quarterback, developing him and being successful in their own rights, Denver's just going to go, "No, somebody else can do that. We'll just take him."
Yeah, we're just going to y'all can play that game. We're playing an entirely different set of rules.
All right. So Nathaniel Hackett to Denver. The other coaching hire was Matt Eberflus to the Bears.
Colts defensive coordinator heading to Chicago.
Oh, wait. I have one more Nathaniel Hackett.
Oh, nugget?
Yeah. Well, it's more than a nugget.
Oh, yeah.
This is just audio because Nathaniel Hackett, and I do believe he's going to be, he's a really good coach. He got Blake Bortles and the Jaguars to the AFC Championship game, okay?
Really important to note.
Yes. He's a madman. And Aaron Rodgers praises him as a teacher, as an instructor, but his enthusiasm for the game. And this popped up on the internet from a video from Quarterback Collective. He's a Looney Tune.
Now, we're going to talk about a show, snap, shrink. So we're going to do a 7-step drop. Because we want to be great actors, we're going to show the ball. Hey, here's the ball. I'm handing it off. And then we're going to snap the ball in, and then we're going to shrink down. Everybody with me on that? Because we want to be dramatic. We want the defense to go, oh, my God, I think he's handing the ball off. Oh, my gosh, no, he's not.
Ah.
Downtown. You know what I mean? So that's what we're going to do. It looks like this. Show it, snap it, and shrink. Everybody see that? 7-step drop, 8 to the left, 7 to the right. We're going to go under center, too. I'm so excited.
You're going to be sitting squat-legged while you're living in a van down by the river.
Oh, my gosh.
He's Chris Foley of coaching, or Matt Foley of coaching. That's Nathaniel Hackett. That's the enthusiasm for coaching that you hear.
I love it. I love the, like, we want to be dramatic, right? Like, we want to be dramatic. It's great. And I think,
I love it.
Like I said, if you can work with this, everybody ranging from Aaron Rodgers to Blake Bortles and have success, that's a pretty good range.
Okay, Matt Eberflus, a kind of a surprise to some. He's the Colts defensive coordinator, and he's a big buzzword guy, right? Okay. Culture, attention to detail.
Yeah, sure.
But he is and this is a smart move by the Bears, too, because, you know, you can the old adage that you have to hire the bright, innovative offensive mind. That's kind of been proven wrong, right? I mean, just pay no attention to the conference championship weekend. right? Where it's Zach Taylor, Andy Reid, Kyle Shanahan, Sean McVay. But if you get the right defensive guy, you can win.
Yes.
And you can win a lot. Mike Tomlin, Bill Belichick. Go down the lines and look. Sean McDermott is a great one in Buffalo.
Yeah.
And this is where Matt Eberflus, he draws a lot of Brandon Staley in Chicago or Chargers. Matt Eberflus gets a lot of comparisons to Sean McDermott, right? Mm. And you can go ahead and you can get that defensive guy, but you got to commit to the defensive side of the ball as well. And the good thing is Chicago has their quarterback. And you look at the success that Eberflus had in Indy, where they came when he got, the year before he got there, they were like 28th in the NFL in total defense. Mm-hmm. They've been a top five team. But every year since 2018, they've had 14 draft picks, the Colts did, in rounds 1 through 3 since 2018. 9 of those 14, they used on defensive players.
Wow.
And so you have to commit to building a defense around him. And if you do, obviously, you can have success. Well, number one is you got to have a quarterback. Justin Fields, they do. Number two, his offensive coordinator hire is so important.
Yep. And this is where it's always important to have sort of the complement to the head coach, right? Like if you're a DC, if you're a former DC becoming a head coach, it's always your offensive coordinator that's the most important hire, because you think about where you have been, what has not been your expertise throughout your career, right? Like you want to have, as a leader, you want to have somebody fill in that gap. It's like, it's no different than at Oregon, right? Yeah. Mario Cristobal, his defensive coordinator felt like a very important thing. The offensive line coach, not so much, because he just kept the job himself because he used to be the offensive line coach, right? And so I think that that's a really, really important hire for Chicago. I think Justin Fields is the guy. I think that we've seen flashes this year where you go, oh yeah, that could be it for Chicago, you know? But he needs the right developer, the right line. He needs somebody who's going to show him the ropes a little bit.
The reason why teams will go with a offensive mind as the head coach is because when you have that quarterback and he's young, if you get a hot offensive coordinator name in as your OC, he's going to be gone. And I look back to, you know, to bring Sean McDermott back into it and finding that blueprint, he brought in Brian Daboll. Right. To be the offensive coordinator.
Yep.
And Daboll has been with Josh Allen since 2018 when he came into the league. It took a couple of years for Josh Allen to be comfortable. So it's just as easily as you can find that coordinator and quarterback match like Buffalo has with Daboll and Allen, it will take a couple of years for him to grow. You can destroy a young quarterback if you go 3 offensive coordinators in 3 years, right?
Yep.
Because Justin Fields is already 1 OC in 1 year. You go and you have a one-hit wonder and Fields pops this next year and the coordinator bounces. Then you go for 3 coordinators in 3 years with your young quarterback. That can be a recipe for disaster, right? We've seen that time and time again. Alex Smith is a great example of that, is turnover at that coordinator position. That can kill a young quarterback. That's why the OC hire is so important for Matt Eberflus. But on the surface, we don't know what any of these hires are until you get the guy in there. But if you're hiring an OC, I'd make sure you get a commitment for a couple of years and just be like, I want to help Justin Fields grow.
Well, you don't just need a commitment from the OC. You need a commitment from ownership that you're going to get some time.
Yeah.
Because Chicago has not had somebody last more than... Well, Nagy last 4 years, but like just barely. So Nagy lasts the most, right? He was 4 years, and he had Fox. He was 3 years. Tressman was 2 years.
Oh,
like
that was
since
a disaster.
Lovie Smith, right? Like since Lovie Smith, you've had 3 head coaches, and Lovie left in 2012.
Oof.
So you have to, if you're the Chicago Bears ownership, fan base, whatever, there has to be some patience involved with them too. As much as you're asking the OC to commit, you have to ask ownership, like, hey, if you're going to build defensively, that's not quite the lightning in a bottle. Turn it around real quick like you do with a quarterback, like the Broncos can do if they get Aaron Rodgers.
Also, the biggest acquisition this offseason, really quick, is that with Denver off the board, Chicago is also rumored to be a favorite. Dan Quinn has said he's going to return to the Cowboys this season. That's the biggest acquisition the Cowboys have made all offseason.
Yep.
Like, it doesn't matter what they do in free agency. It doesn't matter what they do in the draft. Dan Quinn coming back is huge for their defense next season.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Big time.
Absolutely.
All right. You mentioned it. Try to rank these jobs. Like, this is how the cycle of dysfunction in the NFL runs, is you look at these 7 teams that are left and you go, All right, what's next? Who wants one of these seven jobs, and which one is the best? One through seven. We'll run down them after Will with SportsCenter.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
DA got that dope.
This is AJ and Dusty on 1080 The Fan.
503-250-1080. That is the fan text line. Text us. Be part of the show.
It's pretty fun.
It is.
I had a lot of people talking about the most annoying song they can't get out of their head, thanks to you.
Oh, boy.
Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it.
Don't do what? This?
You're the worst.
Hell yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I'm sorry for that. We were talking about the seven remaining NFL head coaching vacancies that remain. They are in no particular order, but we will put them in a particular order coming up. Miami, New York Football Giants, not Football Jets.
Different.
Jacksonville, Vegas, Nolens, Houston, and Minnesota.
Okay.
Okay. Those are the seven. Without further ado, AJ McCord, give us your rankings.
You want me to go one to seven?
And you can text us yours at 503-250-1080. I don't care how you do it. Just tell me the numbers next to them, and we'll go from there.
All right. With explanation or just run through it? I need more instructions here.
With explanation.
Okay.
My goodness.
Stressing me out.
Just do it!
Okay. You know what? This is not football therapy. Stop.
Not your damn thing.
Therapist. Okay. Fine, fine, fine. Okay. Number one, I have the Las Vegas Raiders because you have Derek Carr, very serviceable quarterback.
Yes.
Good situation there in Vegas as far as your ownership. Mark Davis, very involved. You got a good roster. Done. Okay. Number one is Vegas. Number two is the New York Football Giants. You got two first round picks. You have Gettleman, who just retired. You have a clean slate. You have Daniel Jones, which could be a good quarterback. John Mara himself said we've done nothing to help him. And speaking of Mara, he's already like had a little bit of self-awareness this offseason because he said, no, we're not going to take Deshaun Watson because we don't know what, like, what he's accused of is very serious and we don't want anything about that. And like, why would you take that on? We're not taking that on. So I like the self-awareness that has been shown from the Giants. And also, it's New York City. If you can get... This place can so quickly go from zero to hero in terms of free agents. This can become a destination so quickly. So that's where I have number two. Number three, I have the Minnesota Vikings. You've got so many fun weapons in Dalvin Cook, Jefferson, Adam Thielen. You could have a quarterback in there, but again, involved ownership group, wants to win, go with that, okay? Number four, now four, five, six, and seven, I just will... caveat this with these are nuanced differences, okay? Because all four, five, six, and seven have serious ownership issues, and it's just a matter of like pick which one you think will poison you less. So Trevor Lawrence and the Jags, for me, make that number four. Because Trevor Lawrence, I think you can get a lot done there.
Fair.
Number five, I have Miami. Because it's a good roster. They had that streak where they won seven in a row. Tua Tagovailoa could potentially be your quarterback or also still has enough trade value that you could go out and maybe exchange for a better serviceable quarterback for your needs. So I have Miami at five. Number six, I have the Saints because what on earth is going on? Like, the ownership there is a mess. All the way around, the ownership is an absolute terrible, horrible mess.
Yeah.
You can ask the Pelicans if you don't believe me.
I'll show.
Houston is absolutely the worst place because the ownership is bad. The McNair family is not one that I think many people would enjoy working for. And there's that huge, massive question of, oh, yeah, your quarterback's been accused of sexual assault or harassment by 22 different women. What are you going to do about that? Or 22 different allegations, excuse me.
Tough one to trade.
Yeah. Okay, so like you don't have an answer at quarterback. You may not have an answer at quarterback. Texans are by far the worst for me.
I like it. Our lists differ a little bit, and let's run them down. Because okay. Number one, I have the same one, Raiders. Raiders okay. is number one. Because and this is actually a tough one because the Raiders should be just as dysfunctional as any of the other ownership groups that we've talked about.
Yeah.
They have a very good roster, though.
Yep.
And you can win games with Derek Carr as your quarterback. I have number two for a very similar reason. In a quarterback I don't trust as much as Derek Carr is the Minnesota Vikings. Mm. But you have a serviceable quarterback. You have a very talented roster where everybody has been saying, look, why aren't the Vikings better? They're in one score games. Their defense is good. You have weapons all over the field. That is an attractive job also because it looks like the Packers may be coming down to earth, and that's a wide-open division as well.
Very true.
Three, because the division is bad, and you've had a history of actually coming out of dysfunction, even though it does seem like they're a train wreck, as the New York Giants, because you're in New York. It'd be very easy if you had to get the right hire at head coach. We've already heard Russell Wilson has said when Joe Judge was the head coach, his agent was saying New York.
Right.
That's a place that he'd want to go. If you get the right coach in there and you feel that you can be a guy that convinced Russell Wilson that you want out of Seattle, come to New York, boom, your quarterback question in a division that you can win is there. Yep. I mean, you got it. Number four, I have Miami. I don't trust ownership as far as I can throw them, but I trust the roster that they have because Brian Flores won 10 games.
Yep.
Like, Brian Flores, the last two seasons, that has been a good roster. Yes, your quarterback may be a concern, but he's young and he could be attractive as trade bait, as you mentioned. I just don't trust a left-handed quarterback. Number five is the Saints in my mind because Gail Benson is going to be a problem there. Mm. The salary cap is a problem there.
Yep.
The quarterback situation is a problem there.
It's three problems they, now.
Three big problems.
Huge problems.
But it's still not as bad as Jacksonville, which I have as 11th on my list of seven. Because Jacksonville is, you have dysfunction in ownership. You have two games being played in London every year.
Yeah.
Like, nobody wants that. Mm. Come on. It is, that place is a mess and it starts with ownership. One thing you cannot overcome is ownership. And 12th on my list of seven is the Houston Texans.
Yep.
Because those two teams, like I could put them 6 and 7. They don't deserve to be in the top 10 of anything.
No.
These two teams will continue to suck because of the issues that they have with their ownership, their front office, and as you mentioned, Deshaun Watson.
Yep. I'm with you.
It's, and this is the hard part. This is the cycle of dysfunction where a lot of these teams, like the Saints, they got out of it with the hire of Mickey Loomis and Sean Payton. Mm. They were in this cycle for the 39 years before those two guys came to New Orleans in 2006.
Yep.
Right now, they could get right back into that cycle of suctitude. And the Dolphins could be there. The Jags, Texans, I could see all of them being in that.
Yep. And that's why 4, 5, 6, 7, it's like nuance.
Yep.
It depends on the coach, who you believe in more as a quarterback, who you have a better relationship with ownership-wise. But really, like, but our bottom four are the same in that Miami, Jacksonville, New Orleans, and Houston. Not places that I would want to see my friends go coach.
No. All right. We've got Brandon Kristol. He was supposed to join us this segment. He is a KOA reporter for the Denver Broncos. Guess what? He's going to join us at 2 because there's a snowstorm that he's driving through.
Ah, well, it is January in Colorado.
But next, you found it. The conversation might be over. AJ and Dusty on the Fan.
This is AJ and Dusty on 1080 The Fan.
All right, AJ might have found it. We talked about this at the beginning of the show yesterday, but we were talking about the superstar in sports or in the NFL that you would want to be the assistant for.
Yeah.
Like Gronk.
Yeah, we had a lot of people text in that they would want to be Gronk's assistant.
Yeah, you can't screw it up.
Yeah, and it would be a lot of of coordinating parties.
If you forget something, he's like, oh, it's okay, bro. I do it too all the time. Yeah. If you forget stuff.
That's fair.
But I think you found it in all of sport.
Well, and it's no surprise, right, that like one of my favorite things in the world was involved in this decision, which is wings.
Okay.
So yesterday I was watching the NBA, as I do pretty much every night, and I was watching post-game with Mr. Giannis Antetokounmpo. Mm. They were playing, I believe it was the Cavaliers.
Yes.
And turns out Cleveland's famous for their post-game wings.
Are they?
That's what J.J. Redick's saying.
Really?
Yeah, turns out.
Who knew?
So,
well, J.J. Redick, obviously.
But this conversation was in my head of like what we were talking about yesterday. Yeah. So I started thinking, huh, who in the NBA would I like if this was the if there was a job open, right? Like who would you most want to work for? And my answer is Giannis Antetokounmpo, not in particular because of this answer.
We suck. Play bad. They made shots. They play good. They play better than us.
It was the same team. I think the first game when we played them, it wasn't easy. I think we beat them down the stretch. They were up. Yeah, they made threes. Crowd was involved, played good defense, show crowd, rebound the ball. They had 10 offensive rebounds the first half, got 15, 13, whatever turnovers in the first half. Then played our best basketball. And second half, whenever we tried to, you know, get a play, get ourselves going, you know, they were knocked down in three or an L1 or transition bucket. So we wasn't able to, you know, get back to the game.
I love that.
He's eating wings the entire time.
Well, you know, you kept hearing like the hitting. He's hitting his hand on the table with one hand.
Yeah.
But he's like flipping a chicken wing around with the other hand because he took a bite at the very beginning. He could hear food in his mouth. He's like, we sucked.
Yep.
And he's just kind of, he seems like the most likable superstar in sports that we have going right now.
I would agree. And I think that not only do, now that I know that he likes wings, I would very much like appreciate all of the endeavor. Like, you know, as an assistant, you got to plan a lot of dinners, I'm sure. So I would be down to plan some wing dinners.
I like him.
And I think he's one of the most humble. He is one of the most humble superstars. He's also somebody who cares a lot about his family, cares a lot about where he comes from. And so I think that when we're ranking NBA players that we'd want to be assistants for, Giannis Antetokounmpo would be up there for me.
He's way up there. He is such a nice guy. I love the stories coming out about him, though, when he was like a rookie.
Mm, yeah.
Like when he found out like what a Slurpee was for the first time ever, he's like, this is amazing. What are these things? How a fan picked him up and gave him a ride to the arena because he didn't know how to get to the arena. He was like jogging.
No, it was because he was sending money home. He was sending money home. And then he realized he didn't have enough money for the Uber back in like whatever account he was using. And so fans gave him a ride back to the arena.
And then
he was running through the snow.
And then the fan was like, wait, aren't you the rookie?
Yeah. Aren't you?
Yeah.
We should
there's a really good book out. I think it's just called Giannis, but we should have that author on sometime because he has an unbelievable story and seems like just a really good person every single time you hear a story.
There's a lot that comes from the fact that he wasn't told that he was going to be the greatest starting at age 8 on an AAU circuit and propped up, you know, all the way along. Like there's that aw shucks humbleness that it's actually real about him.
Yes.
Where I think a lot of athletes, it's manufactured or it's fake. I think the genuineness of Joe Burrow's kind of aw shucks because he has just swag behind him because he was this 4-star recruit coming out of high school, but he was in a place where he was not going to play
right at
Ohio State. Like he was behind two guys, who's third string on the depth chart, and he's like, all right, well, I guess I'm just going to go and do it. And you kind of get that in your mind that I'm not the best. And that humbleness of a star is rare.
Yeah.
It's very rare.
And which is why, just point again, though, that's also why Portland is so lucky to have somebody like Damian Lillard.
Yeah.
Because it's the same humbleness, realness, bring up the people that have always been with you in your success kind of attitude that they want to make the people around them better.
Well, it also... Like, I think of Giannis and I'm like, man, that conversation where he wanted to like get out of Minnesota or Milwaukee and if he would have come to Portland, you know, because he wanted to play with Dame. That'd have been cool.
Yeah, that would have.
All right. Never mind.
Why'd you do that?
I don't know. I don't know. But the humbleness and the overlooked aspect of it, it can also be you can turn you into an a-hole like Aaron Rodgers. Like it can turn a streak and get a chip on your shoulder where it turns into like this obsession that nobody really cares about you. It's kind of deal like Aaron Rodgers gets. And you see it in every question that the guy is asked.
Yeah.
And now everybody's out to get him.
It's two sides to every coin.
Yeah.
Also, good thing about being Giannis's assistant, too, I think you probably aren't dealing too much with dirty laundry. Not in the literal sense, you're not covering things up. But no. I'm assuming a lot of these guys, like, you're getting text messages on their phone where, like, you're having to ask, like, how do you want me to respond to this?
Oh, no, that's my other business venture. That would have been extra.
Well, I don't think you want to deal with what I'm talking about.
No, I don't. But I'm saying, okay. Like, to assistant doesn't deal straight up with the phone. I maybe have a secondary phone.
Interesting.
Yeah.
See, I think that there's got to be, like, I'm trying to think of some athletes. There's got to be some, like, NFL quarterbacks who literally just have an assistant where they say, just, like, here's my phone. Just whatever. I can't deal with this crap. Yeah,
I can't do it.
Unless it's my wife saying, like, I need to talk to you right now. Just respond to everything. I don't care.
That's fair.
All right. Coming up next hour, where do the Blazers go from here?
Big question.
And what's the greatest individual accomplishment you've ever witnessed?
Ooh, I've got a good one.
Ooh. But coming up next, the Denver Broncos make a hire. What's next? Brandon Cristall from KOA in Denver joins us. AJ and Dusty on the Fan and the Odyssey app.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.